When I say the Four Seasons, what comes to mind? Perhaps Vivaldi's Four Violin Concertos? Or the famous luxury hotel chain? Or maybe you think of the Midwest and its distinct display of seasons? Or do you think about Alan Alda? Hello, this is Christine Burright, graduate of the UNO MFA in Screenwriting program, filmmaker and aspiring TV writer for Pass the Popcorn for KVNO's Arts Today. For those not in the know, The Four Seasons is a 1981 romantic comedy film written by, directed by, and starring Alan Alda, also co-starring Carol Burnett, Rita Moreno, and Sandy Dennis. The film follows a group of six middle-aged friends, who are three married couples, as they vacation during each of the four seasons. When one of the friends announces that he wants to divorce his wife, he upsets the routine of the group, who must then come to terms with this unexpected development. The film was a huge success in theaters and has become a much beloved piece of American cinema. It also renewed interest in Vivaldi's Four Seasons, pieces of which are included in the film's musical score. If you, like me, adore the witty banter, warmth, and characters from the film, then surely you're also a fan of the new series inspired by the film. In case you missed it, the Four Seasons series adaptation was released back in May. Created by writers Tina Fey, Lang Fisher, and Tracy Wigfield, the eight-part series follows much of the same format as the original film. The show follows a group of three couples whose connections go back decades. The main six are played by Hollywood heavyweights Colman Domingo, Will Forte, Steve Carell, Tina Fey, Carrie Kenney, and perhaps less known in America but equally as amazing, Marco Calvani. Every two episodes are set on a weekend getaway in a different season. But unlike the film, we get to spend a lot more time with the characters. We learn who they really are, both when they're all six together and when they're paired up alone behind closed doors. We see the difference between the versions of themselves they want to project to the group, putting on the occasional front even for lifelong friends, and who they really see themselves as. And when the unthinkable happens during one of the getaways, we feel their disbelief and continue on their journey with them as they learn how to pick up the pieces of their lives and move forward. For me, that's one of the most intriguing aspects of the series and where it most resembles the original source material of the film. The Four Seasons film and series are character studies that reveal true motivations and relationships and how they change throughout life. The people we follow are, of course, fictional, but everything about them feels real and relatable. We might see ourselves and our own friends in them and be inspired to take a closer reflection on our own lives, or at least be inspired to take a vacation. Both versions of The Four Seasons are available to stream on Netflix, and season two of the series has been confirmed for release in 2026. This has been Christine Burright for Pass the Popcorn for KVNO's Arts Today.